Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. And we're kind of counting our way down to Infocom, specifically talking about some of the great educational sessions. Obviously, everyone's going to hit the show floor, but education is a big part of that. And I'm joined today with Tom LeBlanc, who is the executive director of the NSCA. Tom, first off, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being on. NSCA has, how many years has NSCA been around? What's the number of years you've been in existence?
We've been, as an association, we celebrated our 40th anniversary a couple of years ago. So we're about 42 now, which is great. We've had the Business and Leadership Conference for over 20 years. So we've been experiencing some milestones recently.
Yeah, that's good. Congratulations. And for over 40 years, you've been helping integrators run their businesses better, capitalize on trends, organize their finances better, lots of things around business skills to, let's be honest, a lot of us started businesses without a lot of, MBAs or anything like that. We just kind of started them because we had a great idea. And what if it wasn't for our friends' advice, right? We probably wouldn't have made it, but really you came along, NSCA came along and sort of professionalized all that by providing services and support for integrators around running their businesses. And at Infocom on Tuesday, June 11th, which is cool because it'll be the day before the show opens. So everyone who's an integrator will already be in town from 9 to 4:30, an all-day event. You're going to have the NSCA Biz Skills. I don't know if you're calling it a conference or what, but it's the business and it's under the business and project management sessions of Infocom. Tell us about what they can learn and this full day workshop you're going to be putting on.
Yeah, well, first of all, I really like the way you described NSCA. I didn't have anything to do with creating that framework of education around business acumen that NSCA put together over the years. As you and I know, I joined NSCA in 2020. So the work that Chuck Wilson and the board of directors and the NSCA community did to kind of create sort of a library of business resources for integrators is really valuable for the reasons that you mentioned. There are so many companies that get into a technology-oriented business because of their passion for technology, but then they kind of get tripped up on the business side. And that's really, how NSCA hopes it can help companies in the NSCA community to be successful. And then what we're doing at Infocom kind of fits right in line with that, right? So the premise is, we think it would be great if integrators in the NSCA community and beyond, want to go to a show like Infocom. They want to learn about products. They want to get as much technology training as possible. They want to send a lot of members of their team. But we think it would be great if they also came back with a little bit of business training, something else besides, technology and product knowledge to bring back to the office. So what we do is we try to provide that in a way where it doesn't take away from their time on the show floor, right? So like you said, the day before the show floor opens, we have a full day, we call it biz skills training. It's broken into four categories. There's project management, operations, sales, and finance, and each are pretty deep dives. So, each of them is about a 3 or 3.5 hour session with obviously breaks built in. But, if you're sending somebody to Infocom and they work in project management or they touch the operations side or they work in sales or they need to work more closely or they do work in finance, this is a great way for them to get some valuable training that they can bring back and make an impact and complement the technology experiences that they'll have at the show. So, we think it's a good use of integrators' time.
Yeah, and so it's divided into sort of like morning sessions, afternoon sessions, and then everyone will be together for lunch. It starts at 9 a.m. And it goes all the way till 4:30 p.m. And so it's an all day session. And you're, like you said, you're going to walk in with not only gain a bunch of skills, walk in with limited knowledge and leave with a lot more knowledge, but you're also going to gain relationships. And that's really a critical thing, I think, with NSCA. And what y'all have done is that you do interchange those relationships, create the framework for when you're in a bind, how to solve some of these problems that you don't have experience solving, right? It's more than the education. I think a big part of what you're doing is the relationship.
Yeah, we do try to foster that a little bit. And I know you do as well. Companies don't want to give away their secret sauce, but I kind of feel like in the NSCA community and beyond, integrators are really good at latching on to one another because it's such a unique industry. And there are few people that you can ask questions to that have any idea what the heck you're talking about.
Yeah.
So the connections that they can make at an event like a business and leadership conference or this biz skills event at Infocom or another industry event, that seems to serve integrators really well. And what I've noticed a lot is a lot of friendships develop. They start, with conversations. Maybe people are at, kind of a similar stage in their career, and they meet when they're at that stage, and then they develop over the course of, growing through their careers or their companies in our industry. And you see a lot of long-term productive business and friendship relationships develop in our industry.
Yeah. And that's what I think, that's a critical component of this. There's an opportunity for you to meet people that are, interestingly enough, and you may not realize this, you're not doing what you're doing alone. They're experiencing the same things that you're experiencing at the same time, because the economy is cyclical, the way technology is developed, cyclical, the events are cyclical. So a lot of the things that you're running into as a business professional are the same things that other people are running into at the exact same moment in time. So Infocom, being halfway through the year, provides a great opportunity for people to experience this together. As I said, it's the day before the show, so there's no reason why you shouldn't sign up. And if you're on the fence as to which day to go to the show, this gives you a reason to send your people on Monday. Because now you have this event happening Tuesday, you can go to the show on Wednesday. Here's the information about it on the screen right now. Again, Tuesday, June 11th from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's a heavy commitment, but it's light ultimately, because what you're going to end up getting is a big win for your company. So if you'll send people, they're going to gain you're committing them for a day, but they're not being taken off the show floor. And you know that they're getting this great education. And more importantly, they're leaving with friendships and networking with other people going through exactly what you're going through. Tom, I really appreciate you doing this. I know it takes a team of people to put this kind of thing on. Obviously, you're not going to do this totally yourself. And I think you're going to pull on a lot of the people that I know in the association that have been a big part of what you guys have built over at NSCA, including who you mentioned, Chuck. I'm sure he'll be there as well, among others. Thanks for putting this together.
Yeah, no. And yeah, they don't have to listen to me very much. I'll only be up there during lunchtime. They do get lunch, but they'll have to listen to me talk a little bit about state of the industry stuff. But for the most part, we have our tried and true instructors leading the content. So it'll be well worth it. They don't have to look at me that much.
Well, if you haven't had a chance to go to the business learning, the leadership conference, you haven't been to any of the NSCA things lately, or even if you have been, I think if you've been, you know the value of this, but if you haven't been, you should check this out. And I'll put a link directly in this video cast, wherever you're watching it, look at the description. You can register for it right now. And hopefully this will help out. Hopefully people will go. It's called Biz Skills, NSCA Biz Skills, BizSkills. You can just search NSCA to find it on the infocomshow.org website, or click on the link that's below. Thanks very much for doing this, Tom. I appreciate it. And I'll see you at Infocom in 7 weeks.
Will do. Thanks, Gary and the Rave team.
Thank you very much. Thanks for watching, everyone. We got a lot more Infocom coverage. We already have an Infocom microsite. We carry over the site from last year. It's at ravepubs.com/Infocom. All of our content is there. All the video casts, all the videos from last year's show, all of the podcasts that we do, all the photos we took from last year's show, and all the stuff we're covering from this year's show are already there. So just go to ravepubs.com/Infocom. Thanks for watching, everyone. Rave, rave, rave. With Rance and Rave.